Eli Tomac, wow, what a day. 1-1, fastest in practices. And you, sir, are on quite a roll, I guess. What a day.
Yeah, I mean, 1-1. It's best we could do for points. And at least we're going to Elsa now, you know, in second. Yep. And not a whole moto down. So, you know, I kind of set my own destiny now to where, you know, it's not just going to end the first moto.
Yeah.
I mean, it could if I don't do my job, but at least I can take it into the second moto if I do good the first moto. So, yeah.
Most impressive thing for me today, you had almost a get off in that second moto, and you lost 2.4 seconds off your lead, and it was down to like 3. And the next lap, you gained 2 more. The next lap, you gained another. Like that part was phenomenal. You were like, hey, I guess I gotta go.
Yeah, I did make 2 big mistakes. One right after the finish line, I tucked my front in there, and. Even another one in the back before a little tabletop, that was my closest call. Like feet were off the pegs, you know, it was lucky that it popped up and not popping down. So got a little lucky there, but you know, when I was watching Kenny, I think that's probably one of the best rides he's had. I mean, he's won a moto, but he was definitely keeping the pressure there. I had a little gap, but he wasn't making it easy for me at all.
Yeah, it was, to me, that's impressive when you can just pick it up away from the best riders in the world. I guess this question was asked in the press conference, but it is a good one. High Point here, similar tracks, similar styles, and you killed it on both days. Is that a coincidence or not?
You know, I think both these tracks are really hard pack and slick. Mm-hmm. You know, I seem to do good on those when it's really technical or edgy, you know, and you can't just go out there and pin it, you know, balls to the wall the whole time. So you got to take a technique's important. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I like tracks like that.
Hey, your teammate was leading for a while in the first moto. Yeah, first moto. Yeah. Is it same mentality, or is it a little different mentality to try to get by your teammate who is, you know, right ahead of you in points? You need him, but he's your teammate. So are you thinking about that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to get for second. Yeah. I mean, first is a little bit far out, but never know. And in that first moto, you know, I sat behind him for basically the entire moto. I mean, with like 2 laps to go, I didn't really put the hammer down until then. And I didn't really feel good till then. Like, it took like 30 minutes to, like, I don't know, to get warmed up, basically. Like, I was going hard at the start, and then I just kind of locked up a little bit, so I kind of just settled in that pace, and then I just made a last little sprint.
But do you treat him differently than you would treat Roxham?
I mean, you want to race everyone the same. Okay. I mean, everyone's – if you're on
– you're such a dirty rider.
Yeah. If you're on the same team, you're going to show the guy a little more respect.
Yeah.
It's not like – you know, so – yeah, right. I guess, yeah, if you're teammates, you show a little more respect.
Okay. Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, good job. And, yeah, you've made Lake Elsinore very exciting, you and Justin. So, great job.
Yeah, thanks.